Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before we start, there's just few important things. One is, alhamdulillah, this practical salah. This is as it comes in hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that perform salah as you see me performing salah. And practically, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demonstrated salah to the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. And those sahaba who learned from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they in turn taught their students, that is the tabi'in, tabi tabi'in, and thus the salsul, that is called, this chain has carried on till today in the ummah. And alhamdulillah, till today, their mashayikh, they teach their mureedin, even in the makatib, normally the ustaz used to teach the students how to practically perform salah. And very fortunate are those people who practically learn from my personality, who has practically learned salah from another person. This is actually how we learn our deen, and this is how we'll actually able to rectify our deen. Because the easiest way is, like when we heard it over and over, when Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala went to Kufa, then they asked him, كيف كان وضوء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم? How was the wudu of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala islam? So he didn't give them a long bayan in theory. He mentioned, he was sitting on the minbar, he said, bring me a lota, a jug of water, and bring me a dish. And practically on the minbar, he demonstrated how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made wudu, and he said, ha kaza kana wudu wa rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the way Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made wudu. So, and generally also, in kitabs, or even in the bayans, many of us, we can't comprehend everything. We can't remember everything. So it's difficult sometimes to put it into practice. And very easy is when a person sees another person. Sometimes you don't even know the masail or anything. You see another person, so you follow him. And by following him, then it's very easy to practice. So it's very important that we correct our salah. And as we have learned, salah is the most important aspect of our deen. After iman is the most important pillar of our deen. So if we correct our salah, then our whole deen will inshallah become correct. And as we have learned also in the kitab also, there are two important aspects. One is the internal condition of the person, and one is the external condition of the person. The external affects the internal, and the internal affects the external. You correct your heart, you'll see your actions will come correct. But generally, it's quite difficult. It's not an easy task just to correct the heart. That's a process. To correct the outside is generally easier. You correct your outside with the intention that I want to imitate the pious servants. Allah Ta'ala out of His kindness very easy makes it to correct your inside. As we heard in the incident of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when the magicians came to challenge him, they came with the intention to mock at him. But mockingly they made the outside like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They dressed like him outwardly. They put on the kurta like him, the amama like him to mock at him. But Allah loved that outward of theirs so much that they imitated the beloved of Allah. Allah Ta'ala in a split second gave them such iman that was so firm that it takes a lot of mujahada to reach that iman. That the tyrant ruler of the time told them that I will cut your one leg, your right leg and left, right hand and left leg and hang you on the trees. They said, La Dair, do what you want to. We have to return to Allah. So strong iman came, they made the outside, immediately Allah made the inside. So if we learn to correct our outside aspects of deen, that is why it's important. Here is just one session, a small session that we will have. But we go home, learn from the ulama-i kiram, and try and correct our salah. And also very important, we should understand and realize that when we, alhamdulillah, come here, we got beards, kurtas, other people generally look at us. Particularly if we are imams also, ulama also, people look at you and they try and imitate you. So we have to try and realize and correct it. Hazrat gave a beautiful example. Hazrat says one day in Kurukas of Masjid, a person, a revert, just became a Muslim. So he was sitting next to his friend, imitating him how to read namaz. Whatever he was doing, what he saw his friend doing, he was doing the same thing. Then dua time came. Normally we make dua like all this, putting on our face, and Hazrat says like as if we are smoking some ganja or something. So that poor person, he also started making dua like this. He thought this is the method. So we have to be conscious of ourselves and correct our deen. We correct our deen. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala is so kind. A beautiful incident Hazrat has mentioned. One day Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullahi alayh, very great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was walking on the road and he saw on the side of the road a person laying very drunk, intoxicated, foam coming out of his mouth. When he saw who is that person, he saw it's the prince, the king's son. He felt pity on him, he took cold water, he washed his face, that person became sober. When the prince saw who is this, oh, Ibrahim ibn Adham, you are so great people. You all are pious people. Where? And you all wear long kurtas, white kurtas. You all in the masjid all the time. Where you all care for us? He says, you haven't realized who are the pious servants of Allah. The pious servants of Allah, they care for every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that split moment, Allah made that prince a wali. Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullahi alayhi himself was shocked. That in a split moment, Ya Allah, he became a wali. Then Allah inspired in his heart. And Allah Ta'ala put this thought that, غَسَلْتَ وَجْهُ لِأَجَلِ فَغَسَلْتُ قَلْبُهُ لِأَجَلِ You wash his face for my pleasure. Allah Ta'ala inspired it, O Ibrahim and Adam, you wash this prince's face for my pleasure. To make me happy, you washed his face. I washed his heart for your pleasure. That I made him now a wali because I loved you. And so that this how Allah Ta'ala, if we consciously make our outside, we are conscious about this and we try our best, Allah Ta'ala in His kindness and together with this, that is why we see how important this Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَ Leave out external sins and internal sins. So Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding. So and then, before we start, very important, the first important aspect with regard to salah is the straightening of ourselves. This is a very, very important aspect. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to, so to say, take great pain. Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu used to stand in the safs. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to walk behind. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sometimes used to touch a person from the back and go little front. Sometimes from the front, touch him on the chest. Sahaba was released, they used to say. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, imagine the hand of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam touching you. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to adjust the safs. Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu anhu used to walk with his whip in the safs and see that the safs are straight. And generally we find, before the muazzin starts his takbir, announcement is made. Although these days, we are following the trend, that after the takbir is made, and there was the mufti here from Iraq, elderly person, very elderly mufti, he was here in the conference, when there was a international conference here in Azad Bazar-Loom, with regard to the ulama-i Dioban. Then he heard one of our imams, our local imams, after the muazzin made the takbir, he said, "Sawu sufufakum." Straighten yourself. This is a trend of the Arab ulama. Then he informed Hazrat and them, and he informed that person that according to the Hanafi, the moment the muazzin finished give takbir, you should start your namaz immediately. In fact, according to some narrations, it comes when the muazzin is saying "Qad qamat is-salah," already that time the imam can start. But today we're not used to it. We'll think, "What's wrong with this imam? He is too in a hurry." So we have to know our Masail. And here also we'll be showing the Hanafi method of performing salah. Those that are Shawafi, etc., we should learn from our ulama and we shouldn't mix ourselves up. And a very important aspect Hazrat has mentioned that this what we will learn here, seeking knowledge is not to show our intelligence or to go and argue with people now that now you go to your masjid or you see somebody else performing salah. And you say, no, we saw our Maulvi Sahab teaching us like that. You performing salah wrong. No, that is not the object and purpose. The object and purpose is correct our salah at home, teach our families, your friends who you can tell them. But other people, they are different, other ulama teach also, there are few other methods, as far as different postures are concerned. We shouldn't go and make an argument. The knowledge is not to go and argue. Knowledge is to bring our lives correct. So we should realize and understand. And certain difference of opinion, we should respect the opinions of everybody. And then also, like we say, we see others doing. But then also very important, sometimes our sheikh, our elders, ulama have become little old. Or they got some injury or something. So they're not keeping their leg, maybe how we learned in the Kada position, that is in the Atahiyat position, how you must keep your legs. They're not keeping it that way, or they're not sitting how we have learned. Don't just swallow that. And don't even object. If you want to know, find out that Hazrat, you are doing it this way, is this the sunnah or not? And generally you can make out a person is aged or something, he's got a problem, so he's not sitting the right way. So don't just see and just follow like that. Always inquire from our elders. Very important. So continue with, as far as straightening the safs is concerned, this is extremely important. Hazrat encourages that in every masjid we should try and bring this practice alive, that the safs should be straightened. But obviously, what great, what tech we should use, what diplomacy, in the, today's time in the masjid, sometimes you just touch a person, tell him go front or go back. Even sometimes the imam don't have so much authority. If he tell the mutawalli, you standing about back, and he touch him to go front, he'll say, who are you? You scared on your namaz. Or rather, you go out of the masjid, you are fired. So what great diplomacy, try and encourage one another and see. This is very, very important. So important that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu has mentioned, when your safs are not straight in the masjid, this will cause disunity and disharmony in the ummah. And today we see the condition of disunity in the ummah. And we say, like Hazrat says, you go to any place, even a small town, there's three families but there's four jamaats. And you ask them, what's the problem? Somebody will say the personality conflicts. Or somebody will say, no, business conflicts. But Hazrat says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has diagnosed our problem. It's not what we think the problem is. Our problem is in the masjid. Our safs are not straight. And if our safs are not straight, this unity, especially you go to Haramain Sharifain these days. In the earlier days, they used to have people that see that the safs are straight. Today, so much negligent, they don't even see properly that the safs are straight. Women are in between the safs. All that negligence, that is why the conflict in the ummah today. Sometimes, especially Hajj time, when the crowd is so big, sometimes the saf is coming like a V. So how much of negligence in this regard? So in our masjid, and if we can't do it in the masjid, ourselves, we should be conscious. Hazrat says so beautifully, that our Dada Shaykh says, that we learn that Salat Mi'rajul Mu'min. Namaz, it is said by the ulama, it's your Mi'raj, you've gone to the Arsh of Allah. And a salik, a person who's treading the path of Allah, he wants the love of Allah, so he's looking at the arsh all the time. So our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, in his beautiful way and wisdom, he used to say, that you are salik, you want to go to the arsh of Allah, but don't only look up, look down also. Sometimes your trousers went below the ankles, and you think you're going to the arsh, but you're getting Allah's lanat. Even if your trousers are cut short, but it tends to slip down. So see that you always check your trousers, lift it up. Similarly, in the saf also, when we getting up for our second rakat, then very lightly look back and see, am I on the line again? That is permissible, that just lightly look back and you move without lifting your feet. It's not even one, two, not even a step, but you'll just make your feet straight and you're back in the saf again. So this is extremely important that we straighten our safs. And we should try and make this a practice and try and be conscious with regard to this. Also, when straightening our safs, then we should see that our toes, everything should be facing towards the Qibla. As we learned that our body should be facing the Kaaba Sharif and our heart should be connected to Allah Ta'ala. Our heart should be taking from the arsh of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then inshallah, what one salah we practice, every salah will be better. And another important aspect is with regard to raising our hands. Here also Hazrat says many times, everybody we got all different ways and different styles. Somebody will close their hands, somebody just like this. We shouldn't raise our hands like ladies. They lift it only till their shoulders. We should, according to the Hanafi Mazhab, keep your palms normal. Your palms should be facing Qibla and it should be normal. That means keep your fingers in a normal position. And try and bring it as close as possible, your thumb, as close as possible to your earlobes. And if it's touching your earlobes, even good. And see that the palm is facing the Qibla. And normally when we make it, we didn't practice. So sometimes when we start, it goes more back without realizing. So that is why we have to practice this. Ask our friends to check, is my hand straight? Am I making my dusting properly? And sometimes out of, as time goes, we become negligent. So continuously you should try and check it. If we shy to ask our friends, stand in front of a mirror and check, or ask the wife to check, but we shouldn't be shy to correct our namazas. So this is also very important, to start our namaz properly, and these are sunnat acts. But as we have mentioned, don't forget to say the takbir tahrima, Allahu Akbar. Say the Allahu Akbar so loud that you can hear yourself, the first Allahu Akbar. So raising the hands must be straight. Many even imams will see they raise their hands like this, as if we shy or something. We shouldn't be shy. And as we have mentioned, we should be standing up straight, raising our hands, but our gaze should be at our sajda position. Don't keep our head low. And to raise your hands, you don't have to drop your head also. That you bring your ears in line with your dusting. We have to practice this. And what practice, inshallah, what mashq, it will come. And all this, alhamdulillah, we have learned from our honorable illustrious Shaykh, which Hazrat says he has learned from his ustads. So we should also try and take it as if, inshallah, what Hazrat's tawajjuh, it's from Hazrat teaching us this. So we should try and correct our hands when we raise our hands. Then also the general principle as far as the hands is concerned in namaz. There are just two positions in namaz. One is when a person, under all other conditions, you keep your hands normal. That is not very close, not open. Just your normal, how you keep your hands. But when you go into ruku, then you spread your hands out and you have to grasp your knees. You have to hold your knees firm. So it means your hands will be spread out and you're holding your knees firm in ruku. And in sajda, your hands must be absolutely closed like this. It must be, fingers must be totally closed and flat on the ground. Not even with that slight hump in between, as if you got some grass there under or something. It must be totally flat on the ground. So in sajda, totally flat on the ground, all the fingers must be totally closed. And here where we generally make a mistake, and Hazrat reminds us over and over, and Hazrat says, I tell my friends, but still I see some of us, we are ours, the fingers are just lax in sajda. So we should keep our fingers totally closed and flat on the ground in sajda. So inshallah, in this way, then if we all try and practice and concentrate, and as we have mentioned, that this is just one session. If we carry on, inshallah, at home, we try and practice, and then Allah Ta'ala will, and we should make dua also to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that Allah correct my salah outwardly, and give me internal, the reality, the life of my salah. And then see, our whole deen will come right, inshallah. So now we should try and make our substitution. The ulama can help Mufti Muhammad sir. Some of the ulama can check if the safs are straight in between. And from the saf at the back, see the saf in front also, if the brothers are. And as I've mentioned, keep our feet facing towards the Qibla, both feet. And according to the Hanafi Mazhab also, very important that the distance between our two feet should be just like four fingers. Try and bring your feet as close as possible and don't spread it too much. So try and keep it not too close also, at least just about four fingers spacing like this in between. If you want, you can even put your finger to check that if my spacing is four fingers, like that. Just like this amount, four fingers in between your two legs, your two feet, and that distance. And see that our toes are facing towards Qibla also. Very important. Also in this regard, with regard to straightening the safs, as I mentioned, these days you see in many masjids, the different types of musalla. So people get confused on which line we have to stand. Sometimes the musalla got two borders or three borders. So you're not sure which border to use. Then it is the responsibility of the imam, the mutawallis, that they should decide which line we are using and put a poster in the masjid and inform the people. And like that also, the alum also have sent out to many places how we should stand in the saf. But Hazrat says that normally stays outside on a notice board. In front, nobody notices. So we have to take note of this and be very careful and see that some places, mashallah, we go, they have got this. They have stipulated which line it is. So we should try and keep our line, try and see that our subs are straight. Now we should try and make our takbir, how we mentioned. Try and lift our hands straight up. normal, keep your fingers normal and bring it as this thing, not too back, straight in line. And don't, just keep your head straight up and keep your gazes towards your sajda place. Don't close our eyes, keep our gazes and keep the hands straight. So we should understand and realize how much we need practice. Allah give me tawfiq, all of us, inshallah. Then when we drop our hands now to make our this thing, our call, take your small finger and your thumb, make a ring around the wrist. Your right hand, with our right hand, take our thumb and the small finger, make a ring around your wrist. And your three fingers on top of your, and the one hand must be right under the other hand. Not one out like that. Like Hazrat says, sometimes we're standing as if we're looking after the bird or something. That won't fly away, we don't have to worry about it. So keep your thumb and your right, your thumb and your small finger, make a ring around your wrist. And put the three fingers on the, on your arm. And the left hand right under the right hand like this. In line. And like Hazrat says so beautifully, that now we're going to make miraj, we're going to the arsh of Allah. And like they tell you in the plane, buckle up properly. So we have to buckle up properly to reach Allah Ta'ala. So this is first of all how to make our call. Let us make our call properly. Then when a person, if you say Allahu Akbar, and you just drop your hand full, with your, by the time you drop your hand, you made your, you fastened your hand and you made, put it down, then if you drop it full, it will fall just under your navel. If you want, you can feel also, is my hand straight under my navel. And see that the one hand should be over the other hand. It shouldn't be sticking out under. Or so we should try and make this ring and put our three fingers on top and then drop the hand full and it will fall for Hanafis just under the navel. So we should try and see that our hands are dropped full. Allahu Akbar. And just keep your eyes gazed towards your, keep your, you don't have to drop your head, keep your eyes gazed towards this. Ulama can just see if they're making the, holding their hands right. And we as ulama also, we have to practice ourselves also, so it doesn't mean that we are checking that we are experts. But, you know, if you keep it straight, you drop it down, it will be facing Qibla. So all should make their call, inshallah, and see that one hand is totally under the other hand. Mona Yusuf, Mona Ahmad Sahab, Abhi, Sadek, Mona Ahmad Patel Sahab. Ab to Amara, Akabirine, Imam is saying, inshallah. Yeah, also before namaz, generally our Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah, as you say, before namaz you don't keep your hands folded. And this is such a great honorable posture that you fold your hands only in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Not in front of any king, not even in front of your Shaykh Hazrat Shaykh Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah. Somebody used to stand with respect, just keeping your hands normally folded. You used to get angry, say no, keep your hands down. Don't this thing. You know, this is a position of great respect in front of the kings of all kings. Over, on top. As you're lifting your hands and just in line with the Imam. As the Imam starts, same time you also start. Allahu Akbar. And generally the takbirs, you should try and, the duration should be as you are going down according to the postures. So you also, Allahu Akbar. Now when you raise your hands, you start from here. Allahu Akbar. By the time you drop your, reach your dusting, your Allahu Akbar will be finished. So you start from here. Allahu Akbar. Try and put it on the clothes. That is not mala. The fingers are on top or sometimes it's under, it's not a little. Yeah, that time then you looking for shelter. Acha, so this also we should try and practice, inshallah. And very important to keep our hands properly and not, like I say, sticking out here like this. And also we should be standing straight up in namaz. Not like with a slight lean. And as we have learned, that not according to how I think respect. Sometimes we think respect if I stand slightly bowed down, no. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us to stand straight up. So straight up we should stand, inshallah. So then we will read our sana and keep our gazes towards our sajda position. All try, keep your head straight, but just lower your gaze. Normally we look lowering our head. This also we need some practice. Try and lower our gazes. So keep your head straight up and just look down like that, inshallah. And as we practice, it will come right. Then inshallah, when we, the next posture is to go into ruku. Ji, also when we say our takbir tahreema, Allahu Akbar, all other takbirs, so loud that you hear yourself. It is not that the whole, even like Hazrat says, Ameen, it's Ameen bil Jahar, that the slight sound, even like the other mazhabs, they say Ameen little loud, but actually it's not Ameen bil Azan, how a person gives Azan, Ameen, the whole masjid mazya, I mean the masjid. No, Ameen, just a slight sound. So in fact, when you say your Allahu Akbar, the third person also won't really hear you. So you have to say it and don't even confuse anybody. Sometimes the imam is just saying Allahu Akbar, going to ruku, a person come late, he is also saying loud Allahu Akbar, the whole jamaat is confused. So all this, we have to be totally considerate. And in salah also, when we're making our hands, then be considerate, you got a person next to you. Don't stretch your hands out and inconvenience that person. Sometimes if the saf is also cramped and full, there's a lot of people, then close yourself. With aqeel lakum tafassahu fil majalis, that you have to make some place in the majlis, at that time don't feel, especially in the haram, people, a person, he just comes in the saf last minute, don't think now where he pushed in. Crouch yourself little and make place for him. Yes, when you are reading namaz individually, you got space, then you can keep your hand about open. But in the jamaat, try and keep your hand considering the person next to you. The next posture, inshallah, then we say Allahu Akbar. We go.
Can
we put that?
Why
is it in the mask? Explain that,
Masala. For example, somebody is performing salah in front of you, and for example, the wudu had to break, it broke, so they had to leave the masjid. Now you standing directly behind that person. So you move front, you take two steps, so one step, and then you take a second step, and now you come way into the saf in front of you, you fill that gap up. That gap shouldn't be left empty. Sideways also you can move. If for example is upper musalla that is left empty next to you, then you take one or two steps and you fill that up.
Just keep your feet flat on the ground. Whatever is easy, if you can take a step normal, it's just permissible, inshallah. Okay, we don't have much time. We try and carry on, inshallah, and try and practice also as we. Depends on how far is the gap. Yeah, very important. The muqtadi shouldn't be in front of the imam, saying Allahu Akbar, or even going into the different postures before the imam. Sometimes the imam is slightly slow, we should be, but the imam should be considerate and see. You shouldn't go so slow that the muqtadis are behind you. But some muqtadis, we are too eager, we are just in a hurry. So we shouldn't go before the imam. This is very dangerous. It comes in the hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you go before the imam in any posture, your face can turn into a donkey. So it's very, very dangerous also. Thank you. Okay, inshallah we'll have questions after this if we have some time. We don't have much time to complete all the postures. Maaf. If there's any other questions, and if there's time after, we only got 10 minutes to try and see that we reach our attayyat position. The next position, inshallah, is our ruku. When we go into our ruku, our backs should be straight in line. And even our heads shouldn't be slightly down or slightly up. Keep your head straight in line, your back straight in line. And then also, as I mentioned, open our hands and grasp our knees. And then our arms must be totally straight. Normally our arms get bent because we're not used to it. So our arms must be totally straight also. Inshallah, in this way, Allahu Akbar, totally straight. Keep your arms also straight and keep your head straight. But your eyes should be focused on your toe, on your feet. And hold your this thing. See that the head and the back is totally straight. So much if someone put a brick on your back, it shouldn't be falling off. And try and keep those hands also straight. Shall we all should try and go into ruku, please? Let us all go in a ruku position. Keep the arms straight. The arms shouldn't be bent. Keep the arms straight. And focus the eyes on the feet. Normally we didn't practice our head is raised slightly up or slightly down, and even our hands are out. We should try and practice this, inshallah. And again we'll see, inshallah, we start keeping our hands in it straight, our muscles will start pulling. And then inshallah after few namazes, we'll see how much benefit, physical benefit we'll get, inshallah. After ruku, you just stand up straight, Allahu Akbar, and stand up straight. Be totally at ease, stand up straight, keep our hands on the side. Gee, we have to grasp our knees in ruku, inshallah. And then we stand up straight, keep your gazes towards the sajda position again. And then we have the different du'as we have learned. When you get up, you stand up straight now. This is called your qawma position. Rabbana wa lakal hamd, the imam will say. Sami Allahu liman hamida, the imam will say. We don't have to say that. On our own, we're leading individually, then you say both. And Muftisa will explain that. The ruku of the chair, masala.
Just as a person, when he sits, Hazrat explains this many a time, that how you make your ruku when you're sitting. He says, he quotes the ibarat of Shami also, حَتَّى يُحَاذِيَ جَبْهَتُهُ رُكْبَتَيْهِ, that your forehead must be in line with your knees. Very slightly, you bend. So that is for the ruku. And then for the sajda, you move a little more further than that. So that is ishara that now you are making your sajda. So that's how it should be. So we should... No, you don't move your hands. When you go into ruku or into sajda while sitting on a chair, many people move their hands forward. They bring it into the air. That shouldn't be done. Your hands should remain where they are.
And also this masala, when we're sitting and reading namaz, like the two sunnats, the last two nafal namazes, it's a sunnah to sit, but it's more sawab to stand and read it. But sometimes people are sitting, and also that ruku is very slight. Your forehead must be in line with your knees. So that's a slight distinct. Many of us, we go more down into that posture. So anyway, we get up from our ruku, we stand up straight. Rabbana Allahumma Rabbana wa lakal hamd, or Rabbana wa lakal hamd. and we should be learning the other du'as also. Then when we're going to sajda, now very important, keep our back straight. Don't go frontwards and then bend. It's like you're doing two rukus. So try and keep your back straight up and go down. Keep your back straight and go down. Put your knees first, then your hands, and your hands just in the... Let us just sit up a little. Keep our hands so much that our head can fit in between. And the fingers must be totally flat. And we should place the finger on the ground. Don't try and slide it down on the ground. Yes, unless when you reach there it's little, then you can just think. And keep the fingers towards, facing towards the Qibla. So we go down straight. Allahu Akbar. No, you don't. And when you're going down also, another important aspect is that as you're going down, keep your hands slightly inside your thighs so that your kurta doesn't spread on the person next to you. Generally, sometimes you're going down and you've got your hand just loose and the kurta spreads and the person next to you, now the kurta is under him and he feels uncomfortable, or when you want to get up, you're uncomfortable. So as you're going down, you keep your hand like this so your kurta also will be this thing. So, and then in sajda, our hands must be flat, our elbows must not be on the ground. It must be up. And your elbows can be stretched out when you're reading namaz individually. But when you're reading namaz in jamaat, keep your elbows towards you, but not against your chest here also, the side of your chest. So we should keep the fingers straight, the hands slightly open and not flat on the ground. And here again we should see, some people are elderly or but weighty, they can't keep their hands little up and they're keeping it on the ground. Don't imitate those people. Even if your sheikh or somebody is elderly and he can't, don't imitate that, fine now. So we should try and go, and in sajda also, keeping our feet straight up, the toes should be facing towards the Qibla. And keep your feet straight up. And how we are standing, that four fingers, Hazrat explained, according to the Jamhur Ulama, you should keep your feet in sajda the same position. Like here, many other ulama say you should close your feet. So we shouldn't argue with anybody. But we have learned this is also correct and that is also correct. So as, and very important, Hazrat says here, as far as knowledge is concerned, what you have learned the correct way, you stick to that. Apna tariqa choro mat aur kisi ko chhero mat. Don't go and interfere with others and say you're reading wrong. So how we are, how our feet is in standing position, you keep your feet the same distance in your sajda position also. But keep your toes, bend your toes towards Qibla. And keep your feet straight up, inshallah. Let us try that. And keep the thigh also straight up. So a person goes that much front, that his thigh will be straight up. Should all try and make our sajda quickly, inshallah. Keep the hands, the fingers, etc. straight. Close the... No. And if you put your knees first down and then your hands, you'll already, your head will come in place, inshallah. Sab aap liye dekh le. In namaz, in jamaat, you keep your arms close together. But in this thing, when you're reading individual namaz, you stretch your arms. So even it comes in a hadith, a small kid, a small goat must be able to go through your arms when you're in sajda. So that means your arms must not be touching your stomach, it must not be touching the side of your body. It must be totally open. And it must be lifted up. And your nose must touch the ground before your forehead, and keep your nose flat on the ground. And don't lift our feet as we are in sajda. And try and focus on our nose. In line with the ears. Maybe I never learned that. Gee, okay, when we... The Amama, etc. should be tying up and sajda should be tying made on the forehead. And even if we're making sajda on a thick carpet, try and press our forehead down. And we can sit up into the attahiyat position, the jalsa position. When you sit up, very important, your right leg is going to be up how you are in sajda, and your left leg, keep it flat and try and to touch your toes against that right leg and turn it towards the Qibla. Your left leg, let it be flush against your right leg. Your right leg will be up like this, toes towards the Qibla, and try and keep your leg, your feet must be straight up. Here we have a problem, we haven't practiced it, so our feet goes, try and keep our feet exactly straight up like this, 90 degrees, with our toes towards the Qibla. And your left leg, keep it flat, sit on your left leg, but turn your, but let your toes touch your right leg firmly. So then your toes will be turned towards the Qibla also, inshallah. Yeah, that's what we just said. Otherwise, you'll confuse them too much with. So, inshallah, we should try and make our sitting also right. Keep our leg straight up. The left leg will be down flat, and keep it close towards your right feet, and try and turn our feet also towards Qibla. And then keep your hands on your thighs in a normal position, not too down, and just touching your knees. Your fingers will be just touching your knees here when you go into, when you're sitting in your attahiyat position. Keep it flat like that. No, that's too low. Don't keep our hands too low on the knees. Just your finger will be just slightly over your knee. Just slightly over your knee. And then we read our attahiyat. When we come to Ashhadu Allah ilaha, we'll be raising your shahadat finger. Allah ilaha illallah, you'll drop it. When you raise your shahadat finger, with your second finger and your thumb, you'll make a ring. And these two fingers, with your second finger and your thumb, you'll make a ring. Your shahadat finger, you'll raise, and these two fingers will be closed. This is how you make your attahiyat. Make a ring with your second finger and your thumb, and your shahadat finger, you raise, Ashhadu Allah ilaha, and then drop it, illallah. And close your other fingers and just keep it on your wrist. Ji. Should be facing Qibla, but normally it doesn't have to be close. No, you keep your ring till the end. You close only those two fingers. You make your attahiyat with your ring and shahadat finger, you drop it, but keep your ring as it is till the end of the salah. And keep those two fingers close. And then inshallah, finally, the rest we should try and practice also, ask the ulama to help us. And finally, when we make salam, salam starts from the middle. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Just turn your face full and keep your gazes on your shoulders. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. After you made your salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, the salam is still not complete. Bring your head slowly to the middle again. And now when you go to your next salam again, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And then bring your head to the middle, now your salah. That is the sunnat way. Normally we do our second salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and then we just start moving. Namaz is over. But the sunnat method is to get complete, perfect namaz, bring it back to the middle, inshallah. So let us just practice our salam. And then also when we stand up now from salah, keep our feet flat on the ground and stand up straight up. We shouldn't be bending our Stand up straight. Straight up. Try and come up straight without bending our backs. For those people that are a bit elderly or something, they might bend slightly, but try and keep our back straight, inshallah. And when we're getting up, we are young people, we don't have to take support on the ground. We don't have to take press our hands on the ground and get up. We just get up straight up. And thus also we'll see how much benefit it will be for our physical health also. And when we're sitting, our gazes should be on our left in a tayyat position, in the jalsa position. Try and keep our gazes on our left, inshallah. And then also when a person makes dua, then you should join your two hands with a slight gap in between. Your fingers in front should be slightly closed like a bowl. Your hands shouldn't be closed too much, slightly. And then Hazrat says very easy, with your number two button on your chest, try and keep it in line with that. Our bodies, our Qibla is the Kaaba Sharif. Our hands we're begging from Allah, so our Qibla is the Arsh of Allah. So don't keep it too close to your face, keep it straight up as if we are begging from Allah, and just keep it slightly closed and with a slight gap in between to show, Ya Allah, my bowl is broken, it's cracked, so put full for me, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah we try and practice and try and correct our namaz, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah, bihamdika, nashra, and tanastah.